Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Right now, Brian Moran, who is the Secretary of Public Safety in the Governor's Cabinet here in Richmond, he joins us every Friday, and I am always appreciative of that. I'm also appreciative we've had one Democrat who's broke the moratorium on WRVA. Was it Senator Sorovel, right, who was on earlier this week to talk about Democrat perspective on some of these police bills. So I was appreciative of the fact that the senator was willing to come on. But we're back with Brian this morning. Mr. Secretary, how are you?
John, I'm doing well. What a week. This is a busy once again. You know, sometimes I think, well, what will John and I have to talk about on Friday morning? And, when is he going to tell me I get the boot? But it seems like every Friday morning, there are plenty
new
of subjects.
Stuff.
I mean, Justice Ginsburg, Louisville, the Breonna Taylor case, and of course the rally tonight that you plan on attending. So there's a lot going on. And let me just start out, as we usually do, with COVID.
Okay.
We really have some good numbers, John. We're really pleased. We're at statewide 7-day average. Mm-hmm. Positivity rate is 5.3%. Just looked at some of the numbers for Northern Virginia. They're under 5%. Fairfax County is about 4.6. Richmond here is less than 4%. So, we feel real good about that. These are 7-day averages. Today, it's going to be similar. We have just over 20,000 tests and about 900 positive cases. So, that's less than 5%. So,
is that the standard? The 20,000 number is where we have been? Week in and week out.
Well, the 20,000, the testing, early on, the testing was pretty anemic, and it was a constant frustration. But that seems to have been cured. We shot for 15,000, and now I don't have the 7-day rolling average, but I know yesterday we had over 30,000 tests. Today's 20. We're doing well on tests, and the health experts. They say you should shoot for 5% or less. So that's, we're hovering around that 5% right now. So I think, I know that's a very positive indicator of our efforts. And, everyone needs to continue to be vigilant, but it goes to show it's working. And so
it's not roiling through the population. It's interesting because my father, who you knew when he was down at the Capitol often, he's been basically locked up at the house for 6 months, and he's not happy about that. Not angry, but he's getting restless 6 months into it. So we had to go to the doctor yesterday, and I talked him into wearing a mask, which he grudgingly did. And then when the doctor's appointment was over, we went over to the bookstore, which we used to do once a week together. And it's been months since we've been able to. And he said, well, you think this is dangerous, don't you? And I said, no, Dad, I actually think, we're here in the middle of the day. There are not many people. He's 78 and he's got some health issues. So I don't want to take a chance with his health. And I've been the one, I almost sound like Ralph Northam saying, you got to stay at home. Don't come out. Please. But we broke the moratorium yesterday. That's not irresponsible.
It sounds like you took the necessary precautions. We're going through this on a personal basis. My wife's dad is 95.
He's in one of
these long-term care facilities, and he's itching to get out. I mean, he wants to run the errands, and And you just feel terrible about it. His birthday's on Sunday. We want to go and visit. And they say, you know, he's locked down. If he comes out and has brunch with you, he's going to have to quarantine for 14 days. He doesn't want to quarantine for 14 days in his apartment. So, yeah, I mean, I know. It's just the sword of Damocles over us, John. I mean, like I've said many times, I just cannot wait for 2020 to be over. And I shouldn't be wishing time away at my age, but... It's just the frustration. I feel, you know, your dad's situation, but it sounds like you went into a, you know, not a very crowded bookstore and, you know, wore a mask, and that's what we're asking people to do. And well, based on...
He bought a Trump book, as you can imagine, because he wants to read more about Trump. And speaking
of
Trump...
Not all of them are favorable.
I have to say, that's not the one you want to read, Dad. But speaking of Trump, we've got President Trump coming to Virginia... Yeah. Tonight to the Williamsburg Newport News Airport. A lot of people in this audience probably have tickets to go stand in line for hours to see the president. And I gotta ask you, what is up? Is the governor picking up the phone and calling all of his appointees and trying to put pressure on the airport and the independent contractors to shut this down? I mean, I would
say a lot of people have picked up the phone and called us. To say, why aren't you doing something?
Did they do that during the riots? That's my, to be rude about it, but come on, this is.
Yeah, I hear your analogy and your frustration. They're all out, you know, whether or not the analogy is as accurate. I mean, those were outdoors. Many were spontaneous. Most were, you know, many were
still large groups.
This is organized, well publicized. I mean, your show and
is
others
this one outdoors? Is this one outdoors?
But
with the doors open so that there's free flow of air, right?
Well, I don't know. You'd know more. I'm trying
to figure that out. If it's like the other events, I think it's covered. I think I can't promise everybody, especially if it rains on them. I don't want them mad at me. But it's the other events. You know, Air Force One is the backdrop with the doors open. So it's not like you're trapped in a building breathing the same air. I don't, you know.
Well, that goes to the precaution. I think the letter from the local health district, I think, was responsible and prudent. And, hey, reminding you these are existing executive orders, limitations on 250 people. And you should observe implement all the procedures necessary. I mean, if it is indoors, if the doors aren't open, that does the lack of circulation of the air is undoubtedly a factor in the spread. And
I'm
the
almost
mask
certain
should be worn,
those doors. You know? But listen, let me put you on the spot, if I may.
Yeah.
You're not going to send the state police down there to try to break this up or prevent it from happening, are you?
John, I think what the letters indicated was a concern and a reminder to the organization and those involved that precautions should be followed. Things are doing well right now, particularly in the Hampton Roads region after a spike earlier. And please, please observe the necessary precautions.
All right. Well,
we're not interested in... Well,
I don't think that's a fight you all want to get into.
It's not so. I mean, this is Southern hospitality. You know, Virginia's, we're all open, and this is the president of the United States. But please, you know, be responsible and wear your masks. And we do have existing executive orders that restrict the size of a gathering.
I appreciate you coming on and talking about it. And if I go, I will
you
report back
on
to
as
you.
Well. You had the mayor on. You've had a good week.
Did you hear that interview?
It must be sweeps week. You've had a big
Well, it was
week.
Good. He said he would come on and help with the ratings, but it was a pretty contentious interview. Did you hear that?
Oh, of course I did. No, I thought it was good. He had an opportunity to explain their surplus. I mean, I don't know an executive leader that doesn't like a surplus, and you had – afforded him the opportunity to explain it.
Happy to do that, and you know, if he really did save all that money, I mean, you could debate where the money should have gone, but hey, a surplus is certainly better than the opposite, so if all that's true, I give him credit for that. The rest of it, though, but anyway, we got to go. Brian Moran, the Secretary of Public Safety.
Have a great weekend. Please
thank you,
safe.
Sir.
we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.